O Father, what exceedingly great cause we have for rejoicing when we know Jesus Christ, when we know that our sins are forgiven, when we know that we have everlasting life, when we know who it is that we have believed, when we know that Jesus loves us, when we know that Jesus is near at hand to us, when we know that he cares for us, when we know that he keeps us. Father, what exceedingly great cause we have for rejoicing. Father, we pray that you'd forgive us for our sins and cleanse us in his blood. And we pray that you'd help us to rejoice in him today, to look beyond our circumstances, to look beyond the trials, difficulties and problems of this world, and to rejoice always in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this we ask in his precious name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackareth. This is the devotion for April the 28th. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Spurgeon says, as this day comes but once in 4 years. Now, I should just give you a word of explanation. I'm doing one reading a day, but there are two readings a day in the book, so it's going to take 2 years instead of one. But we're on February the 29th other readings, so that's why Spurgeon is making this comment. As this day comes but once in 4 years, we would pray God to give us a fourfold blessing. We still pray that. May we take a leap in grace and advance an unusual day's journey in the divine pilgrimage. As a change in our reading, let us turn to Philippians 3, verses 1 to 14. Well, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Spurgeon says, this is never out of season, and by grace it is always possible. Let grumblers take note of this. The Bible continues, to write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Spurgeon says, repetitions of holy precepts neither weary the preacher nor his hearers. God's word does not grow stale. Verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Spurgeon says, there were some in Paul's days who made a Jewish party and gloried in their king, in their being circumcised rather. Paul calls them the cutters off and claims for spiritual worshippers all the privileges which the Judaizers sought to monopolize. Verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Spurgeon says, grace leads a man to renounce his most prized and boasted privileges for Jesus' sake. This is a test to which many cannot submit. Verse 8, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him. Spurgeon says, this is a knowledge not gained at college. The Bible continues, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings be made conformable unto his death. Spurgeon says, to be ready to die as Jesus did, and so to have fellowship with him in death is a glorious lesson in the learning of grace. Verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Spurgeon says, the resurrection of the blessed was the prize towards which the apostle presses forward. This he sought for in God's fashion, not by his own works, but by the righteousness which is of God by faith. Verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Spurgeon says, he claimed no perfection in the flesh, but he sought after perfect holiness in Christ Jesus. He had laid hold of Jesus because Jesus had laid hold of him, and Jesus was to him his all in all. Verse 13, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Spurgeon says, Onward is our marching order. We never think ourselves good enough. What we have done through divine grace, we are far from being content with. Our ideal is far above our attainments. We have but begun as yet on the lower forms of the Lord's school of grace, and we aspire to far higher things. We must be diligent in spiritual things. To be early in the shop and late in the closet is ill. How dare we be busy in our own farm and slack in God's vineyard? Awake on the market and sleep in the congregation. So run that ye may obtain. He who would have holiness, happiness, and heaven must run for them. The hymn is, Soldiers of the Lord below, strong in faith, resist the foe. Boundless is the pledged reward unto them who serve the Lord. 'Tis no palm of fading leaves, which the conqueror's hand receives. Joys are his serene and pure light that ever shall endure. For the souls that overcome waits the beauteous heavenly home, where the blessed evermore tread on high the starry floor. Amen.